Welcome to the shed.
Happy Sunday, people. Back in the shed with the seagulls and the storm that is apparently upon us. But my garden does need watering because the grass is dying. And it's a special day today. It's Father's Day. And I did promise I would get a solo pod and a guest pod out. And I'm doing this literally tonight. So if you're listening today, we're nearly in the same timeline. And I wanted to express, I don't think you can really ever give your parents advice, but you can try and give them advice in the way that the world works now to the way that the world worked in their stages of life. And I think we're in a very fast and ever-changing world now. And it's, as you get older, your purpose to help your parents in the new world as they helped you in theirs. And with my dad, he's helped me a lot. He's helped me a lot through all the stages of my life, more in my later years, because we didn't live together when we were younger. Well, we did for a little bit, but in my later years, you know, I think as a man or a boy, you challenge your father at certain ages, and then you become older and hopefully wiser through what they've taught you, and then you respect them even more. And that's where I'm kind of at now. And he's given me a lot of advice and a lot of funny conversations in the way that he speaks. And if anyone knows me, they know that that's a voice that just comes out of nowhere, and I can't explain a conversation to someone else without that voice being used. And he's just great. Old Papa Slew. He was at the launch night, and he stayed in one seat the whole night, and everyone just looked at him and then went over and chatted to him, and he just stayed there with his glasses on, his shades on. And he still managed to see someone hit my car outside. So his glasses obviously are working like binoculars. So yeah, I mean, that's my dad, Mr. John Hewitt. Just going to turn me what's up out, because that is really unprofessional. And we are at professional stages now. And as I said, I'm not fucking around anymore. These episodes will be out every fucking week. So let's get into this one. And I've just called it Father's Day because that's the day it is. And big up all the fathers out there. Big up all my mates who are becoming fathers. Big up all the mothers as well, you know, because it takes two to tango. And I think the short straw is definitely on one side, because the 9 months of carrying the baby and growing the baby must be a lot harder than what the man has to go through at that stage. But it's very important that you both go through it together and help each other. And it must be a magical experience that I haven't yet come across. But I'm sure I will. I think I'm just a bit of a young soul. And I'm like, no, I don't want to be tied down yet. But at the same time, I look at people that are doing it and I think, God, that must be cool to have like a little you running around. Not too many, but just a few. And with this solo pod, I felt, you know, what can I say to my dad or to everyone that I've learned through this process, and or that I'm learning still currently through this process, that doesn't come across that I'm trying to educate a guy in his 70s who's still got many, many brain cells. And what I come up with was this, to be honest. So, wake up and listen to the birds as they wake up the leaves to get ready for the sun. Ask questions. Always ask the ones you feel in your gut, even if you feel stupid. Trust your heart. It knows the truth. Be shy only of being brave. Be willing to take new information on, even if it sounds fucking nuts. But there's aliens in gardens now in Texas, so I don't really think there is anything that's going to come across too fucking crazy. I think if Alan knocked on anyone's door, people would just let him in for a cup of tea. And be like, you're all right, mate, where do you come from? You know, Palmer's Green, Enfield, anywhere around here? Doesn't even seem nuts. Treat fear as you would joy, because I think they can be the same emotion through the certain things that have challenged me. And obviously, if someone pulls out a knife on you, that's a different kind of fear. You're not going to go, oh, I'm having so much fucking fun right now. Or if you're in a car crash, it's different. But I think don't get them too twisted and work out your challenges, because that's what my dad's taught me. He's always said, just go for it, you know. And then his famous quote is always, if it's meant to happen, it will happen, son. Be patient while being patient. I think that's something my dad's still learning. But he's had a lot of patience and he's had a lot of things that have happened to him. And I think what patience demonstrates when you're older is being kind. Because you don't have a short temper and you can be kind with people even when they're being nasty, or you can try and have an approach that doesn't come across egotistical or for yourself. It's for them. Even when someone's wrong, you can try and tell them nicely, or you don't say anything at all. When wise man doesn't say too much. But yeah, be patient. Be patient while being patient. Don't compare yourself to others. See only what a mirror can show you. And I think we live in a world now that we're always looking at other people. You're looking at people in your living room through your phone. You're looking at people on the telly. Everything is a comparison. You're not, you know, and the best place to be for that is in nature. And that's what I do a lot of. Act on your passion with zero expectation of the outcome. And that's something I learned from Bashar. And I think that's a very good example, because my dad's always taught me to do what I love. And I think that you can be quite unhappy if it's just to fulfill a bank account. And if you fulfill your passion, you can be happy every day. And you can do that. You can do that having a job. You can, you know, it might be painting. It doesn't, I think the obstacle or the accomplishment shouldn't always be the exchange of money. It should be the exchange of energy and feeling. And passion is at the core of creation, I think. This is one thing I've always said to my dad, and that was, what we do a lot is always look, you know, it's Sunday, so you're looking into Monday. And it's trying not to be in the illusion of the future. And he's great at this now. He is in his element. He's running around, goes to charity shops, he's driving a classic car. You know, he's living in the moment all the time, I would say now. And me and him both learned a lot through COVID of just living day to day. You know, we was lucky. We done a veg plot. We just looked after ourselves and shouted at each other and then got through it. So focus on what's happening now. The mind wasn't designed to be a time machine. So, and you definitely get less headaches. Learn also now, and this goes out to everyone, learn to work with AI. But don't go on a date with it. But that might happen, to be fair. I'm not sure, but it might. But this is something, you know, technology now, I think, in this generation, if kids are growing up and mothers and fathers are out there, I think it's something that needs to be integrated well, but I have no idea where it's going to be in the next 5 years or even 2 years, the way it's speeding up. But if this is something I can help my dad with and be like, look, dad, you just put this headpiece on. You don't even need to use a phone anymore. You know, you literally just think. There's a guy, in university, in Harvard or so, about two to three years ago, he made this mechanism that goes towards the bone of your ear and chin, and it transmits your thoughts to Google, and then Google will transmit back, and I think it interprets it into a computer that he was doing. So it's not going to be long before, you know, Elon Musk gets his way and we've got a neurochip in our head. And I think my dad has lived through, you know, just the aftermath of a war, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, you know, and they're just as crazy a times as now. But now everything's at your fingertips and you can see it all as it's unfolding, whether it to be true or not. But my dad's seen the struggles and things I've gone through, and he's been there for him. And he's always, you know, taught me a good way of being around people, I guess. My dad's like an actor. He's always said, I was meant to be an actor, but I act every day as an estate agent. So understand your emotions, because they can lead you into all sorts of shit if you don't. And, you know, I said to my dad, this could be a simulation. So make sure you experience enough of the game. Travel. You know, don't get tied down by too much. Even if you got your kids, you know, try and travel. Travel with them.
See the world.
And this is one thing I've been saying to my dad a lot lately. And I think he thinks I'm nuts. But be wise with your words, as they affect the water you are made of. And I think we don't understand how powerful words actually are, and that they send vibrations and they can lower your way of being, you know. They've done tests on this with, you know, rice in jars where they put love on one and hate on the other, and kids will talk bad to negatively to the one that has hate on it, and they'll talk good to the one that has love on it. And you'll see one die or become very ugly looking a lot faster than the other, you know. And that's also on the opposite side. Be careful what you listen to, be careful what your diet's with media, and, you know, careful how much you listen to me, because I fucking waffle. Grow your own food, because organic is not what it says on the tin. I mean, even now I'm drinking these fucking coconuts and they say genuine coconut. Why does it say genuine on a coconut? And they don't look genuine. I mean, they all look the same. They all have a perfect little slice hole in it. And to me, if you're putting genuine on something, when you can clearly imagine, you start picking up genuine bananas. Oh look, I just got a genuine banana. It doesn't make any fucking sense. And it says they're from Jamaica as well. And then they even have a slice around the outside so you can crack it open. You know, it's the fucking nuts, but at the same time you're like, this can't be right. But yeah, grow your own food. If you have the resources, if you have the land, if you have a garden, if you have a balcony, just try and grow a little bit of food. I think, you know, more and more of what we're eating is not fucking real food. It's not real, you know. And my dad knows, and he's trying to eat a lot healthier. And I think as you get older, you should try and eat healthier even more. The other thing I learned is through this process and some episodes that are coming out is about living forever. And I spoke to one person with an episode that's coming up, and if you do want to live forever, I heard from him you can freeze your head, and apparently it's cheaper. So I'm going to hit my dad up and see if he wants to do that, because I don't really want him to go anywhere. And I think that's what you fear as you get older. You fear a lot that you're going to get a phone call, or you fear a lot that that's going to happen. But at the same time, you just got to, you know, when your parents ring you, just pick up the phone and just, you know, always say you love them at the end, and always make sure that you're supportive and helping them with their course on what they got to do with their day. Because they did it for, well, they're still doing it. You know, they still help you out this time, whatever age you are. And just appreciate them, because some people didn't grow up with them, or they're already gone. And, you know, it's just magic to have such a good dad around, to be honest. And my mum, though. I don't want to be too selfish, but it is my dad's day today. It's Father's Day, so I can say it. But yeah, I mean, he is hilarious. Sometimes he laughs so much his teeth nearly fall out. I think it's great. We've had some amazing times. And recently we're huggers, which is good. In younger years, I was a bit more probably stiff than maybe he was. But now we hug every time. You know, and it's, you know, give hugs. Avoid the weak handshakes. And don't get involved in politics, especially not with your family. It's boring. And they want us fighting amongst ourselves, you know. They want you, they're not fucking arguing, they're making money. They don't really care. So there's no point arguing at the dinner table about this right or that right, when it's to do with politics anyway. Educate, but I'm done with that. And each to their own. And avoid conversations of war and shrooms as well. That's another thing I've learned on this pod. Big up Sam. Be in nature every fucking day if you can, in any shape or form. And I don't want to come across as like, oh, I have so much free time and I can be in nature and I'm just a hippie. I kind of am. But at the same time, if you can, go once a week. Or if you can, when these evenings are late, go at dusk, see what animals come out. It's the fucking nuts. I've seen so much. You know, I go to Trent Park and there's a secret spot that my mate showed me, and it's a family of horses. I'll just go and feed them some grass. And the dad's there, and they separate the mum and the daughter from the dad. Well, I don't know if it's the dad. Maybe it's just some horse that's like, yo, what's up? And he's not getting any action. He's just sitting there. And he's in the wrong pen. Maybe he come from somewhere else. Who knows? But it's just, there's nothing more healing than feeding a horse grass. You just feel like, yeah, this is probably what I'm meant to be doing today. And one of my favourite sayings through this process that I keep saying to my dad, and trying to teach him more, and I'm trying to learn about them as well, and, you know, spread the health benefits, but it's what Darren LeBaron said, and it's that you are a mushroom having a human experience. And I think that's such a fucking cool quote. So remember where you came from and take shrooms. So, and I'm not talking about just the magic ones, you know. They boost sleep, focus, immunity, memory. You know, do you want to grow your brain, he says? Take lion's mane. If you can't sleep, take reishi. You know, if you need more focus, take lion's mane. If you just want to boost your immune system, take turkey tail. I mean, the health benefits with turkey tail are unbelievable. And that's why they're not sold by certain companies, shall I say. But it's all coming up now. And if anyone knows, you know, I'm getting an upgraded mushroom hat. And I'm going to be talking a lot more about mushrooms. And get your feet out. Another guest of mine, George, knows. You know, go barefoot. Now you've got athlete's foot. Might be because your shoes are too fucking tight. Might be because you're wearing them all the time. So let them breathe. You know, you don't. Imagine if you wore gloves all the time. You know, your hands probably wouldn't like it, would they? It'd be sweaty. So go ground on the grass. Another scientific fact that, you know, you can connect to the earth and it does emit electricity. And you might think I'm nuts, but do a little Google and have a look into grounding. You know, it's very good for information, and I do it a lot. I'm standing with my feet out in the garden, looking at the shed, living my best life. Meditate, fast, exercise, and get good sleep. My dad's up at the crack of dawn now. Sometimes he sends me pictures of rabbits where he lives, and he loves it. And always laugh at your dad's jokes, you know, even if they're not funny. Or even try and help him out with another joke if he needs it. And remember the manners your mother taught you as well. And know that love isn't always a losing game. And the one thing I've learnt lately is if you go sober, you find your tribe. And you have a lot more tolerance. And you haven't got two fucked up days, Monday, Tuesday in a week. You start fresh. I'm like 140 days or 120 days now. And that's only on the app. I went longer before that. But yeah. And that's something my dad showed me as well. He went sober. Doesn't drink at all now. And he didn't even really say it in that way. He didn't say, I'm going sober. He just was. And he did used to drink a fair bit before. So, listen to your dad's jokes. And appreciate them. Appreciate the fact that that person, whether you like them now or not, or if you've fallen out, you know, still brought you into this world to experience everything you've experienced. And as they grow, you grow. And I think it's important that you grow with them and just learn from each other, because you're literally two different people that have experienced two different timelines. And you're a person that, or he is a person that was here before you, and you've known them the longest. And I think, you know, that's just, it's gold to know someone like that. And I think if you've fallen out, you know, sometimes it's better to forgive and forget, or maybe forgive and not forget, because you know there's certain things that you can't get over. But if it is something you can, and it's for the benefit of everything else, then you should. Me and my dad, I don't know, I don't think we could fall out now, to be honest. I think yeah, I don't know what would fall out with him. We went and picked up these cars the other day, and oh my God, was it a nightmare. But together as a team, we got through it. You know, one battery went dead, another one broke down on the motorway, and then we had to leave one and jump into another car, and you know, it was fucking nuts. It was nuts. And there was definitely an easier way of doing it, but I'm not going to go into it here, but he knows. So yeah, big up Papa Slew, and I hope everyone is having a great Sunday. And I will be trying to do more solo pods now. I'm just trying to work out what day, because people are asking me to do more, and it seems to be some of the most listened, so I feel like I need to get on this a bit more and give a bit more. I am moving into a mobile home after this shed in September. There will be a garden party and there will be a forest party. If you're not signed up to the email list, do so via my website. There will be merch coming out soon, and I'm also going to quite a few places in England, and also Boom Festival. So I'm going to be interviewing and doing mini documentaries as well, which I'll be doing pods off of. So this is only going to grow. And I appreciate I appreciate you for listening. And I hope you have a wicked week. And I'll be back next week. Next week will be Rich Wilson, a comedian. It's a really funny episode because we've gone a bit, you know, mushrooms, sex, taboos, breatharian, alien channeling, Daniel Anchor. So I thought let's do a little bit of a light-hearted one. And yeah, I love you, Dad. And I'll probably see you in a week, or I'll chat to you. And I hope everyone else out there has a wicked fucking Sunday and a wicked fucking week. Peace out.